The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Good evening, Tucson, and I am not Matt Russell. Get that clear right away. My name is Jerry Heintze. I'm from TucsonNightOut.com, and I'm here with my co-host, Paul Rivers, from...
Paul Eggers from the Bamboo Club.
Paul Eggers from the Bamboo Club. Paul, glad to have you here today. We're going to be talking about Tucson restaurants and Memorial Day weekend and a lot of fun things tonight. So let's get started. Memorial Day weekend. You ready for it?
I'm ready for it. And I know there are a lot of great movies coming out. Good movie weekend, a good night to go out, catch a movie, and a bite to eat as well.
And a lot of people will be, of course, grilling. That's a popular thing. Maybe getting the boat out for the weekend.
Maybe doing a little of that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And I think we're going to avoid 100 degrees this weekend.
We're going to avoid 100?
We're going to avoid, yep. We're going to be 98, 99, you know, right in there, but it'll be close. But hopefully, maybe not. We can put that off for a few more days. So let's talk about dining out this weekend. You know, the thing about Tucson Night Out, the thing about your restaurant, Bamboo Club, is we promote local people. We promote the local guys, the local restaurants, the local bars, the local music scene, which is what you do.
That is what we do. Most people probably don't realize, but we're a locally owned restaurant now. We used to be part of a chain of restaurants, and we're not anymore. About 2.5 years ago, we became a locally owned restaurant, and we support the local music scene with live music on Fridays and Saturdays and Wednesdays.
Yep. And what we were talking about before we got on the air a little bit about the importance, why should we support the local restaurants as opposed to the bigger chains? I mean, they're all here. They're not going to go out of business, the big chains, most likely. But, you know, there's the more money that's spent on local restaurants, the more money that stays in the economy.
Well, Jerry, certainly I realize that owners of local businesses really support local business because they really understand the importance of putting that money right back into the community. And I think it's important to, as local business, I support other local businesses when I need services or I need things done, and it's great to have that kind of support for the local business. It gives us a great variety of restaurants that you wouldn't normally find.
I agree, and Tucson is just famous. I think we have some of the best restaurants in the country right here in Tucson. You know, of course, we've got tremendous Mexican restaurants. We have incredible Italian restaurants, almost any type of cuisine you're looking for. We've got it here in Tucson, and they're going to be locally owned places, right?
Absolutely.
Now you can find, we were talking about this too, you can find any number of, foods at the chains, which we were talking about pastas in particular, you know, Italian restaurants, your Olive Garden, some places like that. But you can find alternatives to that in town. If you're looking for Italian, if you're looking for pastas, we've got, you know, Mama Louise's. We've got Giuseppe's. We've got any number of great local Italian restaurants.
Yeah, not to mention Vivace's, which always does well locally.
Oh, huge. Yeah, everybody knows Vivace's. But you name it. I mean, pick a topic or pick a cuisine, and you know, we've got it. We've got it locally. So the sushi restaurants, I mean, incredible sushi restaurants here in town.
Right, and almost all of those are locally owned.
Oh yeah, and very good. Well, it's a big weekend for barbecue.
It is a big weekend for barbecue.
You got your, all the rib places in town, the barbecue places. A couple of Brush Fire comes to mind. The Hog Pit, kind of a new place over there on Tankaverde.
I was just there for lunch yesterday, actually.
Yeah,
had a nice sampler platter with some awesome smoked ribs. And one of the folks with Brush Fire was in the restaurant last night at the Bamboo Club.
So. Yeah, and they've got a new location. They're getting ready to open up on 22nd and Kolb.
Right. Looking forward to that. They'll be a lot closer than they are now.
Yeah. Join the East Side group. I've got, I'm looking for one of the local smoke places. In fact, I talked to the Hawk Pit the other day because I had something when I was back in Illinois that I'm just crazy about. Went to a barbecue place back there where they smoke all their meats, and they make a smoked sweet potato.
Wow. That sounds wonderful.
Smoked sweet potato, put a little butter on it, sprinkle a little brown sugar on it. It was incredible. So I'm looking for one of you local barbecue places to crank up a smoked sweet potato in town.
You know, that's one of the great things about local restaurants. When you go there and dine, you really have a say as to what goes on the menu. Just for example, I have a dish that's on the menu now that was inspired by one of my guests. It was a trade of rice versus rice noodles, for example, right, on our curry dish. Never would have really thought about it on my own, but a guest suggested it, and lo and behold, it's on the menu. And you can't do that when you go to Olive Garden. You know, you can't go that when you go to a chain restaurant. Your voice, although important in numbers, certainly when it comes to menu design, not quite as important.
Oh, absolutely. You can't. Yeah, at the chains, you can say, well, I can hold the tomato or hold the croutons or something, but you're right. You can't go in and say, hey, how about having this one sometime? Or I'd like to maybe try something a little bit different here, a little, you know, change it up a little bit.
And the neat thing that a lot of the local restaurants do is buy from local purveyors, local fruit, produce, local meats, and things like that.
Oh, and you see more and more of that too. I mean, some of the newer restaurants that are open up are going really gearing towards buying as much as they can locally, and in particular a lot of the local produce. So yeah, it's all feeds that local economy, which you're not going to see because those big trucks roll in from out of state for all the big chain restaurants. They're not going to buy much of anything locally other than maybe a little produce or something. But yep, so it's all wonderful for the economy. So what else? We're going to, it's Memorial Day weekend. We talked about the it's a big movie weekend, right?
It is a big movie weekend. It's one of the biggest movie weekends of the year. I know a lot of folks are anticipating the Hangover 2 movie that opens tonight, as well as I know Kung Fu Panda comes out next week, I think, and Pirates of the Caribbean was out last weekend. The second weekend for that is coming up, as well as some other new movies.
Yep. It's a big weekend. So we've got it's, one of the nice things about the weekend and Memorial Day weekend, talking about a little barbecuing on the patio and stuff, it's always good to maybe have a little wine with that. So good to pick out a good bottle of wine for the weekend. And we're going to have Yvonne from Catavinos on the air with us. She's on the air.
Hello, Gary.
Hello, Yvonne.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Good.
Enjoyed going over. I stopped over and saw Yvonne yesterday for a few minutes at her shop. Place looked great. A lot of good wine selections over there. And your selection for last night was fantastic.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of good reviews from that. So.
Oh, good. Good.
So it is Memorial Day weekend. And it's... you know, we talked about yesterday, you know, the barbecuing and cooking outside, things like that. And I'm sure you've got some great wine selections for us, don't you?
Well, actually, we're starting with the wine of the week this week, which is a Malbec. And
excellent.
It's an excellent wine. It's a very interesting wine. And yes, my theme is barbecue. So the Malbec goes right along with it. And this one specifically was chosen because it has a little bit different of a twist to it. And I know in the past I have presented other wines from this winery. It's the Yellow and Blue Winery, not this varietal. But this is from the Yellow and Blue Winery. And if you mix yellow and blue together, you come up with green. And this wine is all about environmental responsibility in green.
Okay.
And it comes in what's called the Tetra Pak. Now, it took me about 2.5 years to find a wine in a box that I actually could bear to sell because I didn't like any of them.
That's understandable.
And this one and their whole line just kind of really knocked my socks off. And I brought it in, and sometimes I get people turning their nose up to me and saying, you're serving me wine in a box. And I'm like, just try it. You've already paid for it. You can dump it if you don't like it. But this Malbec is a big seller, and especially when I taste it. And the wonderful thing is what it does is it's got aromas and flavors of persimmons and black cherries, and there's some chocolate. It's got real light tannins. It's not overly tannic, and it has a very long finish. Another beautiful thing about this is it comes in the Tetra Pak, so it's a full liter, as opposed to a bottle, which is 750 milliliters. Well, this is a full liter, and it's $14.99.
Oh, that's awesome.
It comes in this Tetra Pak. And what I find people doing with it and what I suggest is it's perfect to take hiking because it's very lightweight. I mean, this wine in its packaging, it's only 57% of the weight of a regular bottle of wine. So now you've got a carton that you can fold up and can pack out. You take it to picnics. Part of the reason it's in this weekend's tasting is because it's an excellent picnic wine. You can take it to any of the parks, you don't have glass. It's just a real excellent idea for the summer, for the things we do in Tucson, as well as it's a wonderful wine. So that's my wine of the week for this month, which is I just love this winery. I think everything that they do is good. And then they come with the added bonus, more wine in a little bit bigger package, and it's all biodegradable. It's all organic grapes as well.
Oh, that sounds great.
Everything about this winery is organic.
I like it. I like that. And I like everything about it. It sounds like a great tasting wine, and I love the portability of it in the pack and the organic grapes. It's wonderful. It all sounds great.
Yeah, it's really in keeping with where the world is at today and being much more environmentally conscious. And so that makes it a really good value, in my opinion.
That's great. You bet.
Mm-hmm.
And so what else you got for us? You got anything else for us for the weekend?
Oh, yeah, we got some great wines. You know, we're kind of kicking off the barbecue season, as you know. And,
right.
And we're also kicking off summer here in Tucson, technically, I guess.
Yeah, right.
At the end of the month. We're starting with a white blend that's out of Adelaida Cellars in Paso Robles. And it's a Grenache Blanc Roussan, which is also a very interesting blend to be pulling out of California. That's absolutely wonderful. We've got the Septima Rosé, which is a rosé of Malbec out of Mendoza. So we actually got two Malbecs, one being a rosé, in this tasting. We threw in a Cotoron for those that like a little bit of Grenache and Syrah, a little bit more jump to their wine. We've got Jarhead Red. That's in keeping with the Memorial Day aspect, and that's out of Curtis Winery. It's mostly a Cabernet, but it also has a little bit of Merlot in it. And what they do, I just respect this winery as well. They donate 100% of the proceeds from this specific wine to Fallen Marine Children's Scholarship Fund.
Oh, what a great idea.
So, yeah, that I really like wineries that do something.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's a wonderful thing. And then we've got, you know, how can you do a barbecue without a Zinfandel? So I got the McManus Zinfandel in there, which is also out of Lodi, and that's a big, juicy, wonderful, smooth Zinfandel.
Oh, Yvonne, you're making us all way too thirsty over here.
Yeah, well, you guys always make me hungry, so, I mean, you know, oh, that's tit-for-tat.
Only fair. All right, Yvonne. Sounds like you've got a great lineup for the weekend, and we hope we get a lot of visitors over your way.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Just tell them to stop by and say hi.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience.
Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
All right, welcome back to On the Menu Live. Tonight, Matt Russell is gone. Yeah, he's gone. He's off in Washington, D.C., actually doing a little work this week. He's not. I thought he'd be off playing, having a good time, maybe sitting around drinking a little tropical drink, you know, a little umbrella in it. Sounds like a Matt thing, huh? No. No. Anyway, my name is Jerry Heinz. I'm with TucsonNightOut.com. I'm here with Paul from the Bamboo Club. Right, Paul?
That's right, Jerry.
And we're talking about it's Memorial Day. The summer's right around the corner. And, Paul, you've got a lot of things going on at the Bamboo Club that I want to know some more about. Let's start with menu items. What's hot on the menu these days? What do you got special going on?
For the rest of the month of May through this weekend, we've got some our pork barbecue pork tender lo mein. Sorry, our barbecue pork lo mein dish that's $10. And we also are featuring our 1.5-pound live main lobsters. We prepare them three different ways. One of them is flambé tableside, as a matter of fact.
Ooh.
And that runs, that dinner is $28. So those are a couple of things that we have in May. And something that we started several months ago was every month we have a new set of featured items. And keeping with the barbecue theme and the grilling theme, in June, our featured entree will be something that we've had before on the menu. It's our citrus steak skewers.
Ooh, that sounds good.
We take tenderloin and we marinate it in a citrus marinade and put it on a skewer and grill it and serve it with a little bit of Asian slaw.
All right. Now, you know my question, don't you, always is, can I have it gluten-free?
Well, this particular one won't be available gluten-free. However, as you well know,
okay.
I have many items on the menu
yes,
that are.
Yes, you do.
In fact, our special, one of our other specials this month is a Vietnamese spinach salad. That is gluten-free.
All right.
It's made with a gluten-free dressing, fresh spinach, some seasoned shrimp, bean sprouts, and it's a great salad. It's light, and it is gluten-free.
All right. I appreciate that,
Paul. I certainly think of that.
All right.
And
all
we
right.
have a lot of things on a lot of menu items that are gluten-free.
Yeah. In fact, I will tell you that we went to the Bamboo Club with our gluten-free, it's called the Gluten-Free Friday Dinner Group. I take a group out from the people, celiac groups, that want to go out and enjoy gluten-free dinner. So we travel around every month. We go to a different restaurant. We're going downtown. We're going to downtown, the new downtown at Food and Cocktails.
Very good.
You know, John Giannis's place down there. But we went to the Bamboo Club a while back, and I think we had about 28 people there, as I recall.
I would say almost about 30 people.
About 30 people. It was great, and everybody loved it. Absolutely everybody loved it. The meals were incredible, and I know a number of people have been back many times since then. So you're doing an awesome job on the gluten-free stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. It's an area that more and more people are interested in, and we're happy to be able, since we cook most everything to order, it's something that we can easily adjust many of our menu items to be gluten-free, even if they're not listed that way in the menu.
Right, good. Now, you've got something else going on, which I'm excited about, live music.
Live music. A lot of people think of the Bamboo Club as a restaurant, but on Wednesday nights, we do live music in the restaurant. On Thursday nights, we just started doing karaoke. Starts at 8 o'clock on Thursday nights.
And what time do you sing, Paul?
I don't.
You don't do that, huh?
No, I do.
Okay.
I have. No, absolutely. I think it's usually around 9:30 or 10.
Okay.
Sometimes, about then. And last week I sang Sunday Morning Coming Down from Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cash. So,
okay.
I get out there, too. It's a lot of fun. It's a nice group. And so we do that on Thursday nights. And then Fridays we do from 9 to midnight. I have a band, usually a 3 or 4-piece band. It rotates from different bands. We set that up in the back dining room for everybody that's familiar with the restaurant and clear some tables out of the way. And this Friday will be Roadrunner Gunner, and they're a 50s-style rock and roll band.
I love it. Yep, my kind of music.
I'm looking forward to that. And right along with that, on Saturdays in the bar, I have a few different single acts that rotate out. This week we have Bobby Wilson singing. And the next week we've got a new young new star, I think, in Tucson. His name's Gabriel Martinez. Sings a nice range of music, a guitarist and vocalist. And I think you'll see a lot more of him coming up.
Well, great. Good. Sounds like a nice lineup. And this goes on. So this is ongoing all the time. Now, you've got the regular Wednesday night, Thursday night's karaoke, Friday night and Saturday night music, right? So it's good lineup.
Thank you. And we're excited to be part of one of the restaurants that's promoting local music. All the bands that I use, they're all local groups. Some of them are musicians for a living, and some of them are living and musicians.
And musicians, yeah. there's a lot of those around. Yeah, a lot of guys with day jobs and doing musician stuff at night.
Right, which is fabulous. I'm excited to be part of that for sure. And that coincides right along with a couple other feature events that we do that are less food related.
Yeah.
On Wednesdays, I know we just spoke with Yvonne there from Catavinos, mm-hmm. and on Wednesdays at the Bamboo Club from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m., we have what we call our Wine Down Wednesday, where I get a great selection of wines, and we offer them at a great price. The bottle price in the restaurant is from about $10 to $18 is probably most of them.
Right.
So it's a chance to come in and try a bottle of wine without a lot of investment and decide whether or not you like it.
Yeah, good.
I mean, I have a Jacob's Creek Moscato for $10 this week, for example, that was on Wednesday. And it's a list that rotates out. So a lot of fun wines, chance for me to try wine, and a chance for people to say, hey, wine is okay to have at an Asian bistro.
It is, huh?
White wines especially go great with the spicy food.
Oh, yeah.
And the peppers that are in there. So the residual sugars that are in a lot of the white wines really help to complement the meal.
And you've got a lot of other interesting cocktails as well.
Absolutely. And one of the... we have our signature BC Berry Martini that's made with fresh berries. Mm. And during Happiness Hour, we do $5 Kettle One Cosmos. Most places making Cosmos aren't using Kettle One, but we are. So
yeah, good. Good deal.
And then she mentioned wines that support troops. Our house wine we've had for over a year now is the Santa Rita 120. And the folks at Santa Rita donate money to the Cell Phone for Soldiers program as well.
How about that? It's great. A lot of good stuff going on. Now, Paul, you know, I'm going to get to talk a little bit, just a minute here about myself. You know how I can find out about most of this stuff right here? I can go to TucsonNightOut.com.
TucsonNightOut.com.
You know, you guys are a good sponsor of our website. And if you want to find out about all these specials and others, you can go to TucsonNightOut.com. We have a list of all the locally owned restaurants. We've got bars. We've got the local music scene, the local bands. You can find out places for karaoke. You can find out places for open mic nights. We've got all those things on there. And we've got a phone app, too. So if you've got your phone handy, you know, but you don't have your web, you don't have your computer with you, you can go to TucsonNightOut.com. You can download the phone apps. We've got one for the Android. We've got one for the iPhone. So no matter where you go, you can find out when you're walking around. You can find out specials, pull up Bamboo Club, find out exactly what's going on, what kind of specials they got going on that night.
No, I just downloaded the app last week, actually. Cindy and I were looking around to do, my wife and I were trying to look for something to do, and we pulled up the site, and it's a great, great resource for live music, especially in local food.
Good, thanks. Well, we are going to be back in a few minutes. We've got Jonathan Landine from Jonathan's Cork with us tonight. We're going to talk Memorial Day weekend and something about some pigs. I don't know what's going on there, but we'll find out in a few minutes.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. The confirmed death toll from Sunday's monster tornado in Joplin, Missouri is now 126. It's the single deadliest twister to touch down in the U.S. since modern record-keeping began in 1950. Governor Jane Nixon says there's a pervasive sadness in his state.
There's a lot of grief going to be for this entire area. I think a collective sense of the size of loss here. Thousands of buildings gone, thousands of businesses gone, thousands of lives affected forever, hundreds of folks that are lost and families separated.
232 people are listed as missing. A 16-year manhunt for one of the world's most wanted fugitives is over. Former Bosnian Serb commander Radko Mladic was arrested today near Belgrade. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has indicted him for war crimes and genocide. New figures from the 2010 census show Maine is the oldest state in the nation. This is CNN.
Hey, this is Pete from the Sears Blue Automotive Crew. With summer just around the corner, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road. So we're throwing our once-a-year Savetacular this Memorial Day weekend at the Sears Auto Center. Through Tuesday, save on everything in automotive. That's right, save on everything we have. If we sell it, you save on it. All accessories are on sale, including batteries. Save on tires, too. Every brand and every size. The Savetacular also includes all maintenance and repairs. We even have special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson, with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's six La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the salsa bar with eight handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all eight or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway in Wilmot, Speedway in Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa salsa.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell's taking the evening off. My name's Jerry Heinze. I'm with TucsonNightOut.com, joined by Parkers from the Bamboo Club. And now we're welcoming this half hour, Jonathan Landine from Jonathan's Cork. Welcome, Jonathan.
Jerry, good to be here. Thank you.
Glad to have you. So you've got some interesting stuff coming up in June. I've heard something about this patio pig thing. I'm trying to figure out what that is. It's like you don't have like it's a pig walking around on the patio
pig. Something. Yeah, you know what we do is we have a local guy who raises pigs for 4-H, and he raises some really nice 100-pound pigs for us, and we put them on a spit or we cook them in the oven, and we do them every Thursday in June.
Nice.
And this June has 5. So
bonus month.
Yeah, actually it is.
Yeah.
For the patio pig lovers, it's kind of like one of those little like lanyap extra deals.
Yeah. So, and this has been going on for a number of years?
Number of years. In fact, that's our trivia question, too. So,
okay.
So we'll get to that.
Anything. All right.
We'll get
all
to
right.
that. But what I'm just going to ask you is, you know, or what I'm going to talk about, if you want, I mean, we've got so many things going at the Cork on a regular basis, but the thing that we do and have done for several years is this celebration of the summer. And so we sit out on the patio, and we, rather than fight the heat, we embrace it.
Right.
And we sit down and we eat a nice buffet, and we theme the buffet. We've been all over the world with the, on Never Leaving the Patio at Jonathan's Cork. And then we've been to China and Germany and Italy. And this year we're getting on the train in Florida, and we're taking the Barbecue Express.
All right.
All the way from Florida to Tijuana.
All right,
and
I like it.
We're going to stop in a few cities on the way. We'll start in Florida, and we're going to have a wonderful Cuban Florida barbecue.
Mm.
And so we'll have jerk chicken and black beans and rice and maybe some jerk chicken, possibly some Jamaican curried mutton. And we're looking at an octopus cocktail and things like that. Really fun. Baked fish with a possible avocado sauce. I'm tuning the menu now. And then we go to New Orleans. The train takes a week. It's a slow train to get to New Orleans. And in New Orleans, we have etouffee, and we'll do shrimp dishes, and we've got all kinds of stuff. And that's where I learned to cook, so we'll have a lot of fun there.
Yeah, no problem there, coming up with some ideas. All right.
Yeah, and then to Texas,
brisket
and barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Texas barbecue. Then we get to Arizona, we'll do some Indian fry bread, and we'll do all the fun stuff that we've done for years in kind of a Western barbecue on that style. And I'll have to let you kind of, you know, people can call and ask what the menu is. We'll post it.
Right.
And then finally we end up in Mexico, and we do ceviche and chicken enchiladas and great pico de gallo and, you know, all the fun stuff.
All right. Sounds like a good trip.
Yep.
So what's this trip going to cost me?
$25, and it includes a cocktail.
All right.
Or a wonderful iced tea, if you so choose.
Okay.
And we do have drink specials, and so we'll have promotions. We have a Golden Eagles, one of our kind of a partners, and so we've just selected some Odell's beer to go with the first one, and Stella and Bud Light, and so we have a beer special, we have a drink special, we have a wonderful 80-pound roast pig looking at you as you come in, and my baker, we have a great baker. She's got a rum bundt cake.
Ooh.
For the first one for Florida. So, you know, what can I tell you?
All right. Sounds fabulous.
Yep.
Like most things here, everybody's getting hungry. We're getting hungry. And you brought us a little something tonight. What'd you bring us?
I brought you achiote pork. We did some diced pork for a little special and some Spanish rice. And so I thought it'd be kind of a prelude to coming into patio pig. We do an achiote. We do a chipotle apricot or a chipotle orange also. For our summer special, we've got a great Tucson Originals has a $20 11-cent summer special all the restaurants. So one of the things is achiote is not too dissimilar to the chipotle orange glaze that we're doing on our sea bass.
Okay.
So kind of give you a taste of the Southwest or a taste of Mexico, kind of seeing how the train's going to end up and dropping you off, leaving you there in Tijuana and letting you make your way across the border.
All right. And the Spanish rice.
Spanish rice. We had a wonderful party request for Spanish rice. So we had a big batch up at the restaurant, and I thought I'd bring you enough to have a little zing. It's got some nice spice to it.
I did. I noticed that right away. It's a good flavor, but it also has a nice little spice to go with it, too.
Yep. We try to give everybody that option. We like to try to season our food so that you really don't need salt or pepper.
Right.
But we also want you to be able to eat it. Hopefully that rice is something that, like a good salsa, you want to bite it. And then you want to come back and keep eating it to try to keep the heat at bay.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Sounds good. So we've got the train, we've got the patio pig going, and I'm sure you've got a few other things going on.
We've been doing a late night. You know, Metro Mix gave us a great best late night dinner menu. So Wednesday through Saturday, and this is the time of year man, it's hot. The sun doesn't go down until 7:30. It's going to get worse. Sometimes you don't want to poke your head up until 8 o'clock, 8:30, you know, go see a movie. Then come over and see us at Jonathan's. 10 o'clock, you can go to the bar. Jeff's there, has a wonderful bar, drinks and specials, all, you know, kind of suited, working for the Cork. We have a little late night menu special just for that after 10 o'clock. Mac and cheese is extremely popular. And then our regulars have come in and kind of designed their own sandwiches.
So
the guys are cooking behind the grill, and you can go by and talk to them and tell them what kind of cheese you're looking for, and do you want a slice of avocado on that fried chicken, pounded chicken sandwich. And so that's really been good.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And then, you know, almost every day we have something going. Monday we have meatloaf, and that's been a tradition for, oh my, I don't even say 15 years. We've been serving meatloaf at the bar. It's $10, but it includes a cocktail. And my bartender will tell you the meatloaf's $5 and a cocktail of your choice. But basically, you know, it's $10. You're in it for about $10, and then you go from there. A big slab of meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Tuesday, we do $2.50 fish tacos. $5 sandwich on Wednesday. This week and next week, we did, just yesterday, we did a beautiful shrimp poor boy.
Oh.
Romelade mayo on toasted bun, fresh sauteed cabbage, breaded shrimp. Mm. And then Thursdays we do a $6 cheeseburger, you know, and we just kind of just changing it up a little bit. We just have some fun on Thursdays. Also tonight we have a half price wine list, so we print that up special. We bring in, so for $12 you can get a really nice bottle of wine.
Oh, it sounds great. And this, you know, we were talking before you got in here with talking with Paul. We were talking about, which is a lot to do with the Tucson Originals, is these Tucson locally owned restaurants and the flexibility that you have owning your own restaurant, that you can do things like that. You can get creative. You can change things up. You can change the menu, add special different items, that things you can't get when you go out to the big chains.
Yeah, and well, you know, everybody's got a kitchen, and we cook everything to order.
Right.
So you come in, and you have some needs and some wants or something special, or you just want to change it up a little bit. And one of the nice things about the Cork is we've had regular business since 1966. And so it's not that our regular customers aren't necessarily tired of the menu, but sometimes they come in, and they go, you know, could I just have this?
Right.
And for us, we go, oh, sure, not a problem. And in the summer when it's quiet, you know, get in the kitchen and kick around and see what's laying around. See, you know, all of a sudden you're going, here's a special. We did a chimichurri sauce for a roast New York for a party, and now I've got that chimichurri sauce sitting in the walk-in looking for a home. So people would come in and go, I'm going to have a New York tonight. Can you do it a little different?
Yep.
We say, sure. And we slice it thin and drizzle it with a little chimichurri.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So part of that, you know what it is you come in and ask.
Yeah, you can't do that. You cannot do that at the other restaurants. But this is sort of thing you can do at a local restaurant, is come in and just and ask for things. And we were talking about this earlier too. Of course, my special diet, I can't get away without talking about celiac disease and eating gluten-free. And I know you guys have taken some big steps and to be able to provide a lot of gluten-free items as well too.
I'll tell you, it's scary to read. As everyone knows, to read the labels on cans.
Oh gosh, yes, yeah. Cans, the sauces, the pre-made sauces.
Yep.
It's all the same. Yeah.
And unfortunately, gluten wheat flour has gotten to be such a standard thickening agent.
Yep.
In place of a lot of other items, and you know, and I have to give a kudos to the Wheat Council. I mean, those guys have, you know, they've done their job.
Yep.
But, you know, people, I think you would be the one to tell people, too, that no one understands that they've actually made wheat so that the gluten content has gotten higher and higher. So people who have had some small irritation or a little bit of sensitivity all of a sudden find themselves getting very distressed, and it's just the nature of what's happening to the product. They've designed it to the point that it's finally starting to react.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that before until I was shopping one day and looking through, and I actually saw high gluten flour. I didn't even realize that there is a high gluten flour.
Yeah. And we've got options now, and I think that what's happened is your group has done a wonderful job in bringing this to the forefront, and I think that as independent restaurants, Tucson Originals have that opportunity. We certainly took it on upon ourselves to address it, because we don't want to miss the opportunity for the business. You guys dine out and spend money. But the other thing is, for us, it's educational, and we want to have options all the time. So we've been educating our servers and we're educating our cooks, and then, you know, another month or two we'll probably be really, really in good shape. But we just currently changed our rice and the bases that we use in our rice, the chicken and stuff, so that it's gluten free.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Paul's done a good job. He uses a lot of the gluten-free soy sauce.
We've changed a lot of my sauces.
So
our ponzu sauce that we use on our grilled fish is now gluten-free. I developed a sauce that's not only gluten-free, but it's also shellfish-free and mushroom-free for kind of an all-around kind of thing. But, again, it's a response to, you know, there's business out there and people out there that want to dine out and have flavor in their foods. Right. And it's nice to be able to play around a little bit and come up with stuff that's enjoyable and gluten-free.
Well, and we have the same issue with people. People see us as a steakhouse kind of, but we have people, friends who bring in large parties, and there's a vegetarian or a vegan, and they call and say, can you accommodate them? And that's the greatest thing about having a kitchen and making things to order is you can accommodate any diet with a little bit of notice. And for us, and I know in your case also, for us just to get a phone call to let us know that people are coming in lets us give it, you know, just a little thought to it and get a little more prepared for it as far part of our regular menu process, so that the server knows that someone's coming in, they got a special need. It's no different than saying they're coming in with a wheelchair. We need to have a little more space for them at the table, easy access in and out. Dietary restrictions, health restrictions, whatever it is. Everybody in our business is anxious to accommodate all the people who want to come out and eat.
Oh, I can't agree with you more. And the importance of folks letting us know what we can do to help them with their dietary needs. And the more notice we get, absolutely the better. And just, you know, even if you don't call ahead, at least you make sure you tell your server. Because even though it might not list an allergy that you have on the menu, it doesn't mean that somewhere it's not part of that sauce, you know. So help us, you know, as a local restaurant, help you go dine out.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we buy the same product. Occasionally our suppliers change products. So you have to be, you know, we're always conscious about that. But we buy from good companies that and when there's a change, it's just a surprise to you, you know. You just you go, oh, this is different. What is different? Why is this different? And it's a buyer in Chicago who's decided that there's a little more profit to change a product. Maybe it's something that you're standard using. So again, independent restaurant guys, you know, we're always on the watch for anything that's happening on a regular basis. And the other thing is we have a great resource within our community to be able to call each other up and go, hey, what are you doing for this? Or have you noticed that this is a price issue? Or I can't get any, I'm having trouble getting Scottish salmon. You know, who are you buying from? And without exception, everybody will just tell you. I mean, the Lotus Garden, Daryl over at the Lotus Garden was very helpful in getting me kind of on the right track on the gluten-free issue when I just was getting frustrated, because he's dealt with it and he's sourced a lot of product. So I just called him up and said, hey, by the way, what about this? And he just, you know, they answer your, you know, everybody answers everybody's questions. So
I got a good one more question here for both of you, because you both participated in the gluten-free food fair. And it was, from our standpoint, it was a tremendous success. We had over 1,200 people there that day. And I just kind of like a little feedback from you guys on what you thought about the day from being there. I know, Jonathan, you weren't there personally, and Colette was there, but I knew you got a lot of feedback from it. So tell me what...
Well, that was the first year, Jerry, that I was part of that. And I have to say, I was impressed by the number of people that were there. A little overwhelmed by that.
Yeah.
But it was an opportunity for me to showcase... our lettuce wraps that are made now, we changed the preparation, so it's easy for us to make those gluten-free. And I thought it was great. I thought there were a lot of good questions and a great turnout.
It's tremendous. So we had just over there in Restaurant Row, we just had a line from one end to the other. People just kind of moved from restaurant to restaurant to restaurant all the way through, and you could tell people were enjoying it. And I talked to a lot of people, and I said, you know, I asked them, you know, I saw people that, you know, they had the lettuce wraps after, and I said, oh, have you tried that? Do you like it? Have you been there before? No. I said, well, you've got to go. They're doing a great job. And the same thing with you guys, Jonathan. And what were your thoughts about it?
Well, and it worked out really well for us. My wife said, holy smokes, they should have spread the restaurants out a little bit so the lines weren't quite as long. But, you know, I think that what happens is when something gets so successful so quickly that it takes a little while for the people who are hosting the event to figure it out too. And as restaurant participants, we can lend back our observations and really help them next year. But we did a Southwest chicken that we have on the menu all the time, and normally we flour that and pan fry it first. And we don't have to. You don't have to do that. So what the whole, that's exactly the whole premise of the food fair, is to show people that we're all adaptable. You can come into the restaurant at the Cork at Jonathan's, have the Southwest chicken, just say, you know, I need gluten free. I have celiac issues, and so the kitchen staff knows that instead we just lightly saute that in a combination of canola and olive oil and no flour on the outside.
Yeah,
and it's stuffed with feta cheese and green chilies, and it.
Oh, I had some.
Served with
I had some. It was
I
good.
I had some down there, too. It was very good.
It's a nice thing. Everybody got to have a little bit of each other's food while you're there.
It was funny. People go, oh, well, we can get rice anywhere. I said, yeah, but for us, to have a rice that's gluten-free was new. Plus, we use a brown rice red Himalaya blend, which is very that's part of my issue. Now I'm getting a little older, and I have to eat more healthy. So
yeah.
No, my restaurant changes according to my dietary needs also.
How about that? Nice. All right, it's nice. All right, well, it's time for a little trivia.
We like that.
Yeah. We've got a gift certificate to Jonathan's Cork to give away tonight, and Jonathan's got a trivia question for us.
Well, because we're talking about patio pig, we would ask someone to call in and tell us what patio pig this is. We have never not done a year of patio pig.
Okay.
So we have done how many? This is going to be number what?
Number what?
Number what
in the years of patio pig.
And we're not going to let a couple people call because they just did the T-shirt.
All right. You know who you are. You cannot call. But everybody else can take a shot at it. You want to call 529-3508. That's 529-3508. Call. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and see who's going to win a gift certificate tonight from Jonathan's Cork.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. We're here with myself, Jerry Heinze from TucsonNightOut.com, Paul Akers from the Bamboo Club, and Jonathan Landine from Jonathan's Cork. And we've got a trivia question here. And the question was, how many years has Jonathan's Cork been doing the patio pig?
Yeah, I know the answer to that.
You know the answer?
I do.
Well, let's see if Antonio knows the answer. Antonio, are you there?
Talk to me.
Did you talk to me?
I think it's probably been going on for 5-6 years.
Oh, well, you got to pick. You know, he can't, you know.
No. 5 or 6 years.
Well, I'll tell you, Antonio, because I'm generous, I'm going to let you know that you are really wrong.
Wow. Thanks for calling, Antonio. Good try.
Come on over to the pig, Antonio, and we'll show you how it's going.
Okay, let's go to Pat. Pat, are you there?
Well, since Antonio was so really wrong, and
yes.
I was going to go saying 6, I'm going to go with 7 then, because I thought it was 6.
Okay, how about 7?
No, sir. No. I am. Oh, Pat, I am so sorry.
Oh.
All right.
What? I think I have one mustache hair that's 7 years old.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. We need some more callers. We got 529-3508. 529-3508 to take a leak. It's just a number. You could guess
that's
a
right.
number,
oh, you
right?
Can guess.
And we know it's more than 7.
Yeah, and the great thing about the gift certificate is that'll get you 2 patio pigs.
Yeah, this is a $50 gift certificate. So
you come in and have, you know, you and your friend can enjoy patio pig and sit out there and watch the sun go by. Watch that cool breeze.
Oh,
you know, in June.
Oh,
there's
that,
a
that cool breeze. Oh, yeah. That's when you turn the fans on high, I think, is
yeah,
when it's cool.
We got swamp coolers
swamp
on there.
Swamp coolers on the patio.
All right, so now we've got Tony. Tony on the line?
Yes.
All right, Tony, what's your guess, Tony?
Let's do 12.
Tony, you're creeping up there, but just a little low.
Oh.
I am sorry to say.
Thanks for calling, Tony.
Thanks.
All right, we've got another caller, and that would be Sue. Sue, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, you got a guess for us?
I'm going to guess 35.
35?
Yes.
Oh, Sue, wow. That I'm sorry to tell you that they didn't do patio pig when it was the cork and cleaver. So it's only since I've owned it.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
No clue there.
No,
there's not a clue there. Think about that. Think about since he's owned it.
Jonathan has owned it. All right. Is that George? George, are you on the phone?
I'll guess 15.
15.
George, you're just a little off.
Okay.
All right.
Nice try.
All right. That wasn't just a little off. That wasn't a high or a low. He's not giving away anything here yet.
I'm going to give him one more, and then we'll narrow it down.
Okay. Well, this may have to be. We hope that this is going to narrow it down right here. How about Jason? Jason, what do you got for us?
I would give it 12 a try.
Oh, 12 was already guessed,
12
that,
was
Jason.
Guessed. What? Jason, give us another guess.
All right, let's go 9.
9. No, no. Going the wrong direction.
Thanks. Sorry.
Thanks for calling in.
I didn't know this was such a hard question.
I didn't know it was either. You know, I thought we had it.
I just figured I'd line up my family and everybody who could call and give a number until they hit it.
Okay. Now we've got Robert on the line. Robert, what's your guess? Robert.
Hello?
Oh. Yes.
Roberta.
Roberta, what's your guess?
17.
17.
A little high, Roberta. I'm sorry.
Okay, Roberta.
And we're getting close, I know. So
yep, we're down to a minute. So keep calling, 529-3508. I know it's more than 12.
And I went, hey, thanks for having me on, too, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome, Jonathan. I'm glad you could join us,
I had
Paul.
A good time.
Paul? I enjoyed being here. Thank you.
Yep.
Good.
We learned a lot about both restaurants
tonight.
We're
going to come over and see. You know, we'll visit each other.
Absolutely.
When it gets slow this summer.
You can experience gluten-free with it.
All right, I think
we got one more call.
I think
call
we got
here.
One more. We're
maybe
gonna,
have time.
We're gonna get, and if not, I'm going to give it Paul. Paul and I are going to split it.
Hey, there we go. we'll trade dinners.
Okay. So our last caller is Greg.
Okay, Greg hit
go ahead.
I'm 14.
Yeah!
Woo! Just in the nick of time.
17 right. years in business. This is our 14th patio pig. Congratulations, right. Greg.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week for On the Menu Live.